哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第四节念到第十二节。
We will read from verse 4 to verse 12.
这个请念到第十三节。
Verse 13.
我来念就好了。
I will read it.
此等不敬之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的人身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信，所以如此说话，我们也信，所以也说话。
In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore also we speak.
我们再读十六节。
Verse 16.
到第五章第五节。
To chapter 5, verse 5.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. For while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们再读希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews 11
第一节
Hebrews 11 chapter, verse 1
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们再读十二章第一节到第二节。
Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担。脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
今天早晨最主要的一节经节是哥林多后书第四章第十八节。
Today the verse that we want to focus on is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
他说原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远。
While we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，在你恩典的当中，你聚集我们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank and praise you because you gather us together, in your grace.
主，我们心里面充满了感谢，你在我们身上有何等大的恩典。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving because you have such grace bestowed upon us.
早晨，我们愿意在这里宝贵你的话语。
This morning we treasure your words.
因为你的话就是我们的生命。
Because your words is our life.
主，我们把下面的时间仰望在主的手中。
And we commit the following time into your hands.
让我们都能够听到主的声音。
May all of us hear your words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
哥林多后书第四章第十八节讲到，我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
2 Corinthians 4 chapter, verse 18 tells us that we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
他给我们一个原因，他说所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
He gave us a reason why, and that is for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
在我们这个人生的里面，我们一共会碰到两种事情。
In our lifetime, we will encounter two types of things.
有一些事情是暂时的。
Some of the things are temporal.
有一些事情是永远的。
And some of the things are eternal.
我们在地上，我们的心是注重暂时的呢，还是注重永远的？
Do we pay attention to the things that are temporal or the things that are eternal?
当神的光照在我们心里的时候，
When God's light shines upon our hearts,
我们才知道什么是暂时，什么是永远。
Then we will know what is eternal, what is temporal.
其实我们人的生命在这个世界上就是暂时的。
Actually, our life in this world is temporal.
无论我们的生命有多大的成就，
No matter how great accomplishment you have in this life,
人的一生是暂时的。
Our whole life is temporal thing.
既然人的一生是暂时的，
Since our life is temporal,
那人生的价值在哪里？
Then where is the value of life?
如果一个人走完一生以后，
If after you have walked through your life path,
我们来看这个人一生的一个价值。
And then we examine the value of this man's life.
你怎么样来定这个人生的价值？
How do you set the value?
这个人生的价值
The value of man
那是在乎他在这个短暂的一生中他对永远的认识
It depends on the knowledge that he has concerning the eternal thing
主父经在里面告诉我们人从一本就造出万族来
Acts tells us from one man God has made all tribes
然后呢他让我们住在一定的疆界的里面
And then he has placed us in a boundary
他让我们有一定的年限
And he gave us a set time
所以我们每一个人在地上的这个年限神已经定好了
So that God has already pre-established our time on earth
甚至我们的疆界神已经定好了
Even our boundary God has already established
今天我们认为我要搬到哪里就搬到哪里。
Today we felt that we can move to wherever we wanted.
但是其实你的疆界神已经早就定好了。
But in reality, God has already predestined your boundary.
我们的年日也不能够随我们的意思增加一天或减少一天。
And we cannot by our will or reason to increase or decrease a day of our life.
我们在地上有多少年日神已经定好了。
The length of our life is already established by God.
那神这样做的目的是何在？
But what is the purpose for God?Doing such things.
主经上说，叫我们能够寻求神。
The book of Acts tells us so that we may seek God.
所以在这个有限的年日和疆界里面，我们人能够来寻求那个永远。
In this predestined time and boundary, we need to seek for God's eternity.
或许我们可以揣摩而得。
Maybe we can understand.
然后使徒行传又说，他说其实他离我们不远。
And the book of Acts continues to tell us, he is not far from us.
弟兄姊妹，福音朋友。这就是人生的一个意义。
Friends and brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of man's life.
是在这个短暂有限的人生的里面。
In this limited time that we have,
我们可以认识这个永恒的神。
And we can know this eternal God.
我们能够看见那个我们原来所不见的。
We can see the things which cannot be seen.
因为所不见的是永远的。
Because that which cannot be seen are eternal.
什么是暂时？
What is temporal?
什么是永远的？
What is eternal?
哥林多第五章里面告诉我们。
Corinthians chapter 5 tells us.
他说我们这个地上的这个帐篷啊是暂时的。
This earthly tent we have is temporal.
他说天上永存的房屋是永远的。
And the building from God is eternal.
我们这个人啊，我们很注重我们这个地上的帐篷。
And for all of us, we care about this earthly tent.
我们常常为我们这个地方的帐篷啊，花了很多的心思。
We often spend much time and effort for this earthly tent.
但是这个圣经告诉我们啊，这个人啊，这个地上的帐篷啊，有一天呢要被拆毁。
But the Bible tells us this earthly tent will be torn down.
我相信你我都知道这件事。
And you and I both know this.
今天没有一个人能够否认这件事。
Today no one can say that this is not the truth.
我们都知道有一天我们这个帐篷要拆毁。
We know for a fact that one day this earthly tent will be torn down.
所以我们知道它。
Although we know this,
但我们很少思想这件事。
But we rarely pay attention to.
我们不愿意去思想这件事。
We don't want to think about it.
虽然我们知道这个是一个事实。
Although we know this is a fact.
但是我们宁可不想它。
But we rather not thinking about it.
虽然我们不去思想这件事。
Even though we do not think about it,
但是这件事仍然是真实。
Yet this is still a fact.
有一天这个地上的帐篷要被拆。
One day this earthly tent will be torn down.
只有那个天上永存的房屋是我们的盼望。
Only the house in heaven is our eternal hope.
因此我们的盼望不能在我们这个地上的帐篷里。
Therefore, our hope cannot remain in this empty tent.
我们应当好好的照顾自己的身体。
We ought to take good care of this body.
但是我们的盼望不在我们这个身体的上。
But our hope does not rest in this body.
你告诉我们说，我们在这个帐篷里面呢，要叹息劳苦。
God also tells us that we will groan while remaining in this earthly tent.
不但这个帐篷有一天要毁坏。
Not only that this will be destroyed one day.
在它没有毁坏的这段时间里面，我们在里面不过是叹息，不过是劳苦。
Before the tent is torn down, we groan and burden and labor in this tent.
实在，如果我们不认识这永远的事。
If we do not understand the eternal thing,
而我们只注重我们所看见的这暂时的事。
And only focus our mind on the temporal thing,
这个人生是没有什么意义的。
Then there will be no meaning to our life.
不过是一个帐篷。
It is just a tent.
在里面叹息劳苦。
And you live in it groaning and labor.
而有一天呢，是要被拆毁的。
And one day it will be torn down.
那这样那个人生的意义到底是什么？
Then where is the meaning of man's life?
因此我们就不得不认为这个使徒行传所说的是对的。
We have to confess what is written in the book of Acts is true.
我们乃是在这个有限的年日的当中。
In this limited time that we have,
让我们能够认识我们的神。
It calls us to know our God.
让我们能够从这个暂时的里面就进到这个永远的里面。
So from the things of from the temporal thing, we may enter into the eternal.
哥罗西书说我们要注重上面的事。
Colossians tells us that we need to set our minds on the things above.
不要注重这个地上。
And not set our minds on the things on earth.
这个天上的事，上面的事是永远的。
The heavenly things are eternal.
而这个地上的事都要过去。
And all things on this earth will pass away.
约翰一书告诉我们说，这个地上和其中的情欲都要过去。
First John tells us that everything in this world will pass away.
只有神的旨意能够永远长。
Only God's will remain till eternity.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
My sister, have you considered?
这个今天地上我们所看见的一切，
that everything we see on this earth
都要过去，
will pass away.
不管是好的，
good things,
不管是坏的，
or bad things,
都要过去，
all will pass away.
而只有神的旨意能够永远长存。
Only God's will remain.
因此我们今天在地上，我们是不是应该只重视那些暂时的？
So should we only focus on the temporal things on earth today?
我们是不是有智慧，如果我们只是注重这些看得见的事？
Do we have the wisdom that we only look on the things on earth today?
什么是地上的事？
What are the things of earth?
到底地上有些什么事？
What are these things?
圣经告诉我们啊，地上有三件事情。
The Bible tells us there are three earthly things.
三种事情。
Three types.
无论什么事情都在这三个事情的范围里面。
Everything can be categorized into these three types.
头一个叫做肉体的情欲。
The first is desire of the flesh.
第二个叫做眼目的情欲。
And the second is the lust of eyes.
第三叫今生的骄傲。
And the third is the pride of life.
这叫做地上的事。
These are the earthly things.
地上就有这些事。
These are the things in this world.
什么是肉体的情欲？
What is the lust of flesh?
就是我们肉体的需要。
It's all the needs that we have for our body.
这个情欲本身不一定是坏事。
The desire might not be bad things.
这个需要本身也不一定是坏事。
The need might not be a bad thing.
每一个人，我们在生活在这个地上都有一个需要。
Every one of us who live in this world, we have needs.
这就是今生世上的事的一个大部分。
And this is a great portion of our life.
比如说我们人需要饮食，这是我们肉身的需要。
For example, we need to have food. This is a need for our flesh.
我们应当要吃东西。
We ought to eat things.
但是我们是不是应该把我们的注意力集中在饮食上？
But do we just focus our mind on the food?
我们应当有一个居所。
We need to have a dwelling place.
但是我们需不要集中我们的注意力在一个居所上面？
But do we only focus our mind on our house?
我记得去年年底的时候，我在天津的时候。
I remember the end of last year, I was in Tianjin, China.
晚上我们到外面吃饭。
At night, we went out for meals.
我们就到了一个海鲜的地方。
We went to a seafood restaurant.
那个海鲜的那个餐馆，我想好像像沃尔玛那么大。
But that seafood restaurant is as big as Walmart.
很可能有沃尔玛那么大。
Probably as big as Walmart.
它那个海鲜店的中间呢，像一个水族馆一样。
And in the middle of the restaurant is an aquarium.
大概所有水里面游的东西都有。
It has all the things that you can find that swims in the ocean.
然后呢，你可以就告诉他你要哪一个东西。
And then you can go up to and point to them which animal you want to eat.
然后他们就把那个鱼或那个虾就拿起来。
And then they will fish out the fish or the shrimp.
什么东西都有。
It has everything.
你要吃蛇吗？也有。
If you want to eat snake, they have snake.
你要吃鳄鱼吗？也有。
You want to eat alligator? There's alligator.
你要吃鳖吗？也有。
If you want to eat turtles, they have plenty.
你可以想象的东西它都有。
Everything imaginable, they have it there.
因此呢，我们人可以花很多很多的心思意念在这个吃的上。
And sister, we can spend much effort in terms of eating.
这不是我们在地上生活的目的。
But this is not the purpose of our life.
我们人可以花很多的心思意念在我们住的上面。
We also pay a lot of attention on our dwelling.
有一天呢，我看了一个样品屋哈。
One day I saw a model home.
我相信我们大家在美国常常都有机会看那个样品屋。
I'm sure many of us have opportunity to visit model homes.
那天我看到一个样品屋，对，很吸引我。
That day I saw this model home, which attracted my heart.
然后那个那种石英的那些厨具哈。
It has this granite countertops.
那个地上呢，都是像那种大理石的那种。
And marble floors.
那所有的那个装饰呢，都非常的协调。
And all the decorations were very nice.
所以我在那看的时候，就心里面真有一点动心啊。So
when I was looking at that model home, my heart was a little bit moved.
哎呀，住在这里也很不错哈。It's
pretty nice to live in a house like that.
后来呢，主就让我想到一件事。
Then the Lord causes me to remember something.
如果你住在这里的话，这房子就不会像这样。
The Lord said, if you live in this house will not remain like this.
我想有道理啊。
I said, that's reasonable.
这房子看起来是非常好的。
This house looks very nice.
但是我住在这里了以后呢，就不会像这样。But
after I live in it, it will not remain so.
然后主又告诉我。
Then the Lord said,
他说如果你住在这里啊，这个房子还要是这样的话，就是你的重担。
Then the Lord reminded me, if you want to live in a house like this, and you want the house to remain like this, then it will become your burden.
我想很有道理啊。
I said, that's right.
如果我要住在那个地方，
If I want to live here,
我要那个房子像那个样子，
I want the appearance to remain.
那我要花很多很多的时间。
That I need to spend a lot of time.
我可能这个生活要改变的。
Then I probably will have to change my life.
我先想想，哎呀，不值得。
I said, no, it's not worth it.
我不能住那样的房子。
I can't live in a house like this.
我不能让我的房子变成那个样。
I cannot keep my house like this.
因为那个花太多时间了。
Because it would take too much time.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
暂时的。
These are temporal.
都会过去的。
All will pass away.
如果我们一天24个小时。
If in the 24 hours we have in a day,
我们花两三个小时整理我们的房子,
and we have to take 2 to 3 hours to clean our house,
然后让这个房子变成一个非常非常好的一个房子,
so that we can keep this house as a very nice house,
这有什么价值?
Then what is the value?
有一天这些东西都要过去,
one day all these things will pass away.
有什么意义呢?
What value is it? The only benefit I will receive is other people will praise and comment, you have a nice house. And that is just the pride of life. Where is the meaning? All will pass away. So in flesh, we have our needs. But God will satisfy our needs. Anything beyond that need, it is not necessary. This talks about the lust of flesh. And the second area is the lust of eyes.
这个眼目的情欲里面有坏的那一方面。
In this category of lust of eyes, it has a bad portion.
有犯罪的一方面。
And there's another portion that causes it to sin.
我们今天还不讲那方面。
And we will not talk about those today.
我们讲好的一方面。
We will just talk about the good part.
当我们有衣有食以后啊。
After we have clothing and we have a house.
我们就会往眼目的情欲去发展。
Then we will begin to develop towards the lust of
eyes.
Maybe some people enjoy music. Some people enjoy sports. And some people likes photography. Some likes movies. Some likes to travel. Even all these will pass away. These are not bad things.
但是这都是让我们占据我们时间的东西。
But these are things that take up our time.
如果我们把我们一生的时间，把那个肉体为肉体需要的时间扣掉了。
If we deduct all the time we need to satisfy the needs of our flesh.
然后我们再把对眼目的情欲要满足眼目情欲的时间扣掉了。
And then we deduct the time that we want to satisfy the lust of eyes.
那我们还剩下多少呢?
Then how much time do you have left?
所以当我们在把我们时间花在这些事情的上面的时候,
So if we spend our time in these regards, we need to remember these are temporal things. These are not bad things. These are not evil things. But these are things that will pass away. One day when you stand before the Lord, no matter how many movies you have watched, it has no value. No matter how much music you know, these are no value. No matter how many places you traveled, these are no value before God. Before God, these have no value. Since this is the case, then when we spend our time in these regards, we need to remember these are things which will pass away.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们常常有这样的一个思想，
sister, if we often remember these things,
我们就会比较谨慎，
then we will be careful.
然后第三方面的是，
the third category,
今生的骄傲，
the pride of life. This is the greatest of three. Because this will exhaust our life. This is the most dangerous part. And this is the thing that grabs hold of our heart often. We give great efforts.
我们里面就是希望能够得到一点点今生的骄傲。
So that we can gain a little bit pride of life.
让我们里面能够有一点的满足。
We want to satisfy our hearts.
这是非常可怕的一件事。
And this is dangerous.
因为我们的人生很短。
Because our life is very short.
不过就是几十年。
Only a few decades.
如果一个人从大学毕业。
After a person graduates from college,
到他的退休,
to his retirement time,
中间不过三四十年,
it's only about 30-40 years.
我们每一个人都只有这三四十年,
that's all we have for every man.
这三四十年的时间, 你要花在今生的骄傲,
in the 30-40 years of time, you will spend these time in the pride of life.
很容易就花掉了。
Very easily you will spend your years. And yet these are times which you cannot bring before God.
我问你一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
有谁知道上一任 IBM 的总裁是谁？
Who was the last CEO for IBM?
很少人知道的。
Not many people remember his name.
IBM 是最大的一个电脑公司。
IBM is the largest computer company.
要做到 IBM 的总裁是何等的困难。
It is so difficult to be the CEO for IBM.
但是今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹，很少人知道上一任 IBM 的总裁他的名字是谁。
But not many of us can remember the name of the last CEO for IBM.
有什么意义？
What meaning is there?
如果我们花了我们一生的年日，
If we spent our years,
我们做到了 IBM 的总裁，
We finally became a CEO for IBM.
等到你退休以后，
After you retire,
没有人知道你叫谁。
Nobody knows your name.
真是
This is the case.
你愿意花你一生的年日去追求这今生的骄傲？
Do you want to spend your years to pursue after the pride of life?
你认为你能够得到满足吗？
Do you think that these will satisfy your heart?
不会的。
It will not.
没有一个人能够在这个世界得到真正的满足。
No one can be satisfied in this world.
因此我们需要来思想那个看不见的事。
Therefore, we need to set our minds on the things unseen.
我们怎么样能够从这个暂时能够进到永远？
How can we walk from temporal things into eternal things?
哥林多后书告诉我们。
Second Corinthians tells us.
他说，此等不信的人是被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀的福音的光照着他们。
The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
我们不信神的时候，
When we do not believe in God,
我们不能相信人所讲论的。
We cannot believe in what man talks about.
为什么我们不能相信呢？
Why we cannot believe?
不是我们这个人有什么特别。
It is not that because we are special.
乃是我们被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
But the God of this world has blinded our eyes.
所以我们认为是我们有什么特别，所以我们不能信。
So that we think that we are special, that's why we cannot believe in God.
我们觉得我们这个人也许比别人有思想，所以我们不能信。
Maybe we consider more carefully, that's why we cannot believe in God.
也许我们觉得我们这个人有智慧，比别人高，所以我不能信。
Maybe I have a higher IQ than other people, that's why I cannot believe.
也许我这个人是比较刚强，所以我不像那些软弱的人，所以我不需要信。
Maybe I am stronger, so I am not like the weak people who need to believe in God.
这些都不是原因啊。
These are not reasons.
我们之所以不能信，是因为被世界的神弄瞎了我们的心眼。
The reason we cannot believe in God is because the God of this world has blinded our eyes.
所以我们没有那个眼睛能够看见这些看不见的事。
That's why we do not have the eyes which can see the unseen things.
保罗个人就有这样的经历。
Paul has such experience.
因为他从前就是这样。
He was like that.
保罗是一个人，他自己的眼瞎了，他不知道。
Paul was a man who was blinded, yet he did not know.
因此他不认识这个耶稣是谁。
Therefore, he did not know Jesus Christ.
因为他要逼迫这个耶稣。
And he wanted to persecute Jesus.
他这个人是一个非常坚强的一个人。
This is a very strong man.
因此他不相信自己是瞎眼。
Therefore he will not confess that he is blinded.
他认为这些信耶稣的人都是不对的。
He felt that all these people who believe in Jesus Christ are not right.
直到有一天神把他的眼睛弄瞎了。
Until one day God physically blinded his eyes.
所以他就忽然发现他的心灵的眼睛是瞎的。
Then he discovered that his inner eyes are also blinded.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们承认也许有这个可能性，我的心的眼睛瞎了。
But sister, if we confess that maybe there's a possibility to see that my inner eyes are blind,
我们就会谦卑下来。
Then we will be humbled.
今天不是我比别人看得清楚。
Today is not that I can see clearer than others.
今天很可能是我的心眼是瞎了。
Today maybe my inner eyes are blind.
当那个保罗有这样的一个认识以后，
When Paul has this knowledge,
因此他就谦卑的下来。
He humbled before the Lord.
他承认他是瞎。
He confessed of his blindness.
就在那个时候，
And at that moment,
这个神荣耀的那个福音的光就照在他的里面。
And the glorious light of God's gospel shined in his heart. At this moment, Paul can see what is eternal. He discovered all the things he treasured in the past are things that's temporal. Because God's glorious light shined upon
him.
And the eyes formerly blinded by the God of this world have been opened. This is what it means to believe in Jesus
Christ.
Believe in Jesus Christ is not that you have reasoned everything out in your mind. To believe in Jesus means that you've discovered your inner eyes are blind. And you open your heart's door. So the glorious light of God can shine in your heart. When the light shines in your heart, you will see your former blindness. And you can bow down before God. My sisters, no one can convince another man. We also do not need to convince another person. Because everyone knows God exists. The Bible tells us.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知。
Since the creation of this world, God's existence is known to all men. God's eternal nature is known to all men.
Through
all the creation, we can know this for fact. And no one has an excuse.
所以我们人啊，我们知道神存在的。
So as for men, we know God exists.
我们也知道有神。
We also know that there is God.
只是我们不认识他。
Our problem is that we do not know him.
我们不看见他。
We cannot see him.
但是当我们愿意把这个心中的窗户打开的时候,
when we are willing to open the windows of our heart,
那个神的光就进到我们。
God's light will shine into our heart.
那个时候我们就发现神离我们不远。
At that moment, you discover that God is very near to you.
什么是神的光?
What is the light of God?
什么叫做神的光照在我们里面?
What does it mean that God's light shines in our heart?
对,基本上就告诉我们,
and Hebrew tells us,
他说神的光辉啊,
God's light is His Son, Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是神那个光辉啊。
And Jesus is the light of God. When we open the door of our heart, not only light will enter in, but what enters into our heart is the Son of God. At the moment you open your heart to God, the Son of God will enter into your heart. It is the Son of God causes you to see that Jesus is the light of this world.
所以约翰福音就告诉我们,
John tells us,
他说, 凡接待他的,
all those who receive him are those who believe in him.
你要注意在约翰福音里面,
you need to see the order in Gospel according to John.
他说,
receive him are those who believe in him. First, we need to receive him. We open the hearts, the doors of our hearts. That means to receive. Then God enter into us. When God is in our heart, then we are able to believe. That is to receive Him and then believe in Him. Who can believe in God? If God does not enter into our heart first, then who can believe in Him? When we are willing to do
so,
the Son of God will enter into our heart. Then we will believe. To believe in God is not something of the mind. No one can use their mind to believe in God. Believing God is the heart matter. Our hearts are open to God. This moment He comes into our heart. When God comes into our heart, He became the assurance. He became that substance.
所以希伯来书说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And that's why Hebrews says that faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
我们没有看见。
We have not seen.
那我们怎么能够信呢？
Then how can we believe?
那是因为神的儿子在我们的里面。
It is because the Son of God is in our heart.
那个神的儿子在我们里面就是我们的确据。
And the fact that He is in our heart is our evidence.
就是我们的把握。
It is our assurance.
所以我们能够信我们没有看见的。
That's why we can believe in the things which we cannot see.
当神的儿子在我们里面。
When the Son of God is in our heart.
我们这个人呢，这里面就有一个宝贝。
Then we have a treasure within.
我们人呢，这个地上的帐篷呢，圣经上说像瓦器一样。
This earthly tent we have, the Bible describes it as a vessel.
但是当我们接受主以后呢，那个里面就有了一个宝贝。
But after we accepted Jesus, then, in this earthen vessel, it has a treasure.
而这个宝贝在我们里面的缘故呢，让我们能够分清楚什么是暂时的，什么是永远的。
And this treasure within will enable us to know what is temporal, what is eternal.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候，
when we encounter problems,
像第八节说我们四面受敌的时候，
just like verse 8, it says that we are surrounded, afflicted all sides, and we will not be trapped.
为什么四面受敌的时候不被困住呢？
Why is that we are afflicted in every way but not crushed?
因为我们知道这个四面受敌呢，不过是暂时的。
Because we know that the fact that we're afflicted in every way, these are things that's temporal.
不管这个敌人有多凶猛，
no matter how fierce our enemies are,
它不过是暂时的。
They are temporal.
所以我们不会被困住的。
Therefore, we cannot be crushed.
我们心里面作难。
We can be perplexed in heart.
但是不会失望。
But not despairing.
为什么不失望呢？
Why not despairing?
因为让我们作难的事是暂时的。
Because the things that causes, that troubles us are temporal.
我们遭逼迫，不被丢弃。
We can be persecuted, but not forsaken.
我们被打倒了，也不至于死亡。
Struck down, but not destroyed.
因为这些事都是暂时的。
These are all things that are temporal.
这些事都要过去的。
All these things will pass away.
而当这些事情过去以后，
And when these things pass away,
我们知道我们的生命在神的手中是稳妥的。
We know the assurance that our life is in God's hands.
因此我们知道什么是暂时，什么是永远。
That's why we know what are temporal, what are eternal.
举一个比喻不是非常的恰当。
I give you an example that is not very appropriate.
我知道你们有些人喜欢看球赛。
I know some of you likes to watch a sports game.
我从前也喜欢看球赛。
I used to like to watch the games too.
但是呢，我这个人呢，不能看太紧张的球赛。
But I cannot watch very exciting games.
不能看那个太分数太接近的球赛。
I cannot watch games when the scores are too close to each other.
如果是我喜欢的那个 team 在打的时候，那个分数打得太近了，我很难过。
If my favorite team score is very close to the other team, I will be, it's very difficult for me to watch.
后来我就想了一个办法。
And then I thought of a way.
解决我的难处。
It solved my problem.
我就把它录起来。
I just pre-record the game.
如果赢的话呢，我就看。
If they won the game, then I will watch the whole game.
如果输的话，我就不看了。
If they lost the game, then I won't watch it.
我发现一个好处啊。
I think that there's a benefit to it.
当我知道这个已经赢了。
When I know that the game's already won.
然后我觉得看这个球赛很舒服的。
Then it's very comfortable for me to watch the game.
越紧张越好哎。
The more exciting, the better.
我知道到最后我是赢的。
Because I know at the end our team will win.
基督徒，我们今天就是这样啊。
This is the case for Christians.
今天我们知道最后我们是赢的。
We know that at the end we will win.
在永远里面，耶稣已经赢了。
In eternity, Jesus Christ has already won.
得胜是我们的。
Victory is on His side.
我们的生命与基督一同藏在神的爱里。
Our life is buried in God's love with Christ.
所以在生活里面有一些起起伏伏，不要紧的。
So although we have ups and downs in our life, it doesn't matter.
这个都会过去的。
Because all these things will pass away.
到最后，我是赢的。
At the end, I will be a winner.
这是我们信主的人。
This is for the believers.
信主的人不是说我们没有难处的。
The believer is not those people who has no troubles in life.
也不是我们没有敌人的。
Or are people who has no enemies.
我们可能比人的难处更多的。
Maybe we will have more problems in life.
但是我们看这些都会过去。
But we know all these things will pass away.
而那个永远永远的得胜乃是在耶稣的身上。
But that eternity and eternal victory is in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这个确据以后，
But sister, after we have such assurance,
我们就能够分辨什么是暂时的，什么是永远。
Then we can decipher what is temporal, what is eternal.
我们的生活里面就不会把所有的时间和精力呢摆在这个暂时。
We will not spend all our times on the things which are temporal.
因为它要过去。
Because we know it will pass away.
就好像你在那个沙滩上弄那个用堆沙的那个城堡。
Just like you will build a sand castle by the ocean.
你在那个沙滩做那个沙城堡的时候。
When you are making So it will not be here tomorrow.
花那么多功夫干什么呢？
Why spend so much energy?
但是今天我们好像在地上有时候不是这样的。
But that's not the way we live today.
我们在那里干一个沙的城堡。
We are building the sandcastle in life.
我们用尽我们的力量。
We use all our efforts.
用尽我们的智慧。
We use all our wisdom.
我们盼望能够做一个最好的一个城堡。
We want to make the best sandcastle.
我们希望能够做一个城堡，从来没有人能够做的。
We want to build a sandcastle that no one has built before.
我们把我们的时间和精力都放下。
We spend all our energy and our time on the sandcastle.
没有想到有一天就过去。
And one day it will pass away.
但是我们看见一个有信心的人就不是
这样。A man of faith does not live so.
所以当挪亚在地上生活的时候，
When Noah lived in this world,
他投资了100年的时间。
He invested 100+ years.
他盖了一个方舟。
He built an ark.
当时盖方舟在人的眼光里面是毫无价值。
At that time, in man's eye, this has no value.
但是因为他里面有那个信心。
But because he has faith within.
因为他里面有那个确信。
He has assurance in his heart.
他就能够在地上100年之间做一件在人看起来是没有意义的。
And in this 100 years, he built something which to other men is foolish.
弟兄姊妹，因为他知道什么是暂时，什么是永远。
Francis says because he knew what is temporal, what is eternal.
在摩西的身上也是这样。
It is the same in Moses' life.
摩西出生在埃及的王宫的里面。
Moses lived in the palace of Egypt.
所以摩西可以有这世界上人有一切的享受。
And so Moses can have all the enjoyments the world can afford.
但是摩西里面有一个确据。
But Moses has this assurance in his heart.
所以他就不愿意住在埃及的王宫里。
He doesn't want to remain in the palace of Egypt.
他就愿意与以色列的百姓一同受苦。
He wants to suffer with the people of Israelites.
那到最后呢，连以色列的百姓也拒绝了他。
At the end, even the Israelites rejected him.
所以他就住在那个旷野的里面。
So he lived in the wilderness.
他在旷野里面成了一个牧羊的人。
In the wilderness, he became a shepherd.
所以他从一个王子的身份到一个牧羊人的身份。
From a prince, he went down to be a shepherd.
在埃及的当时的埃及人，牧羊人是在社会里面最低的。
In the eyes of the Egyptians, the shepherds is the lowest profession.
因此从一个王子是最高的一个地位降到最低的一个地位。
So from a highest position of a prince, he lowered to the lowest, which is a shepherd.
这是很困难、很困难的一件事。
This was a very difficult thing.
降卑是我们人身上最难的一件事。
It is so difficult for us to be humble.
我们今天只要是不升高，我们就很难过。
Today, even if we do not, we are not promoted, we are very distressed.
如果你觉得你该被升高了，人没有升高你。你就很难过。
If you felt that you have not received the promotion you deserve, then you felt very sad in your heart.
何况是被降卑。
And the demotion is even worse.
但是因为有了这个确据在他的里面。
But because Moses has this assurance in his heart.
他知道这个埃及的这个王宫是暂时。
He knows that the palace of Egypt is temporal.
在埃及里面那个享受也是暂时的。
All the enjoyments in the palace are also temporal.
因此他宁可按照神的心意。来走那个地上的道路。
Therefore, he rather lived according to God's will.
我在思想摩西的时候，
When I was considering Moses,
我觉得非常宝贵。
I find it very precious.
因为摩西与他母亲相处的时间很短。
Because Moses only spent a short period of time with his mother.
他怎么会里面对这个暂时永远 看得这么清楚。
How can he have this knowledge of eternal and temporal?
这是很宝贵的一件事。
This is very precious.
所以摩西的母亲呢，就能够教导摩西。
Moses' mother was able to teach him.
在很小的那个年纪的里面，摩西就知道什么是暂时的，什么是永远。
That even in his young age, he was able to decide what are eternal, what is temporal.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样能够教导我们的孩子，能够看出暂时和永远的分别？
My sisters, how can we teach our children so that they can tell what are eternal and what are temporal?
我想我们要从我们自己开始。
I think we need to begin with ourselves.
如果我们自己都对于暂时永远搞不清楚的话，
If we cannot even tell what are temporal and what are eternal,
我们的孩子就更不可能。
Then it will be impossible for our children to learn.
看见暂时和永恒，哈，是我们一生的功课。
To be able to see what are eternal and temporal is a lifelong lesson.
不是我们一次的学习就够了。
It's not something we can just learn in one lesson.
哥林多后书第四章第十节说
，And Second Corinthians 4:10 says，
他说身上要带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body。
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
当主在我们里面的时候，
When Christ is within us,
所以基督的死也是在我们的里面，
His death is also within us.
基督的复活也在我们的里面，
His resurrection also is in us.
所以当神要把这个基督从我们身上彰显出来的时候，
When God manifests Christ through us，
他就让我们经历许多的苦难。
He allows us to go through many sufferings。
这个苦难本身不是目的。
And these tribulations are not the purpose。
那个目的乃是让基督的复活能够从我们身上彰显出来。
The purpose is so that His resurrection may also be manifested through us。
弟兄姊妹，如果不死的话，
Francis, if we do not die,
怎么能有复活呢？
How can we experience resurrection?
如果要经历复活的话，
If you want to experience resurrection,
就必须要先死。
You must die first.
因此神容许我们在地上常常遇到许许多多的环境。
God allows us to encounter many circumstances around us.
而这个环境的里面乃是让我们学习怎么样把自己放下。
And in it, we learn how to lay down ourselves.
像摩西一样学习怎么样自己降卑。
Just like Moses learned how to be humble.
每一次在我们学习这样的降卑的时候，
Every time we learn this humbleness,
同时我们就经历那个复活的能力。
At the same time, we experience His resurrection power.
也是在我们这样经历的时候，神的复活的生命能够从我们身上彰显出来。
And through these experiences, that the life of Jesus may also be manifest in our mortal flesh.
所以希伯来书十二章告诉我们，
Hebrews 12 tells us，
他说我们有一条路要奔跑，
There is a way that is before us，
神为我们每一个人都有安排了一个当跑的路，
And God has prepared a way for all of us to run，
当我们在奔跑这条道路的时候，
And when we are running this race，
我们要能够脱去缠累我们的重担，
We need to lay aside all encumbrances。
我们生活里面有很多拦住我们奔跑的事。
There are many things that entangle us that we cause us not to be able to run.
不一定是坏的事。
These may not be bad things.
但是是拦住我们来奔跑的事。
But these are things that entangles us.
还有脱去我们缠累我们的许多的罪。
We need to be released from all these things.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的道路。
And run with endurance the race that is set before us.
要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
他为我们忍受十字架的苦难。
He has endured the cross for us.
好叫我们今天得以完全。
So that today we may be perfected.
这是我们在主面前要走的一条道路。
This is the race which we need to run before God.
借着我们仰望我们的神。
And by fixing our eyes on Jesus.
因为他借着忍耐得以完全。
Because through endurance, he also was completed.
我们也借着忍耐也能够得以完全。
That we too may also be perfected.
我在北京的时候呢，我去过一个金太郎的一个工厂。
When I was in Beijing, I visited a factory that makes cloisonné.
那个金太郎哈，他要做的时候呢，他是先用那个铁丝哈，在那个铜器上呢做花纹。
And when they are making these cloisonné vessels, they first use wires to make patterns on the bronze.
非常非常细非常细的那个铁。
They use a very fine wire to make the patterns.
然后呢，他们就用那个笔啊来涂那个颜色。
And then they were to paint the color on it.
然后他把那个颜色涂好，涂得很漂亮。
They will paint the whole item and make it very beautiful.
然后呢，就放到那个火里面去烤。
And they will put it in the oven to bake.
烤完拿出来以后呢，再涂。
After they bake the vessel, they will bring it out and then continue to paint again.
涂完以后呢，他再放进去烤。
And after the second time of painting, they put it back in the oven.
一共要这样烤七次。
They have to do that 7 times.
然后那个七次以后呢，这个瓶就非常非常美。
After the 7th time, this vase is very beautiful.
这好像是神在我们身上的工作。
This is like the work God is doing in our life.
神要把他的那个性质组织在我们的身上。
God will work His nature into us.
所以他就在我们身上制作了那个图案。
And so He has made these patterns in our life.
他把我们身上画了那个颜色。
And He filled it in with color.
借着那个苦难。
And through sufferings.
借着环境
and through environment,
那个颜色就进到我们的身上。
The color is baked into this vessel.
经过那个七次的烧烤
after 7 times of refining,
那个气啊就非常非常美。
The vessel becomes very beautiful.
这是神在我们身上的一个工作。
This is the work God is doing in us.
弟兄姊妹，如果有一天我们到主的面前。
One sister, if one day we go before God,
看见我们的身上有主的工作。
We see the work of God in us.
有这个十字架的这个雕刻。
We see the work of the cross.
那是最有价值的一件事。
That is the most valuable thing.
当我想到摩西的时候
，When I consider Moses,
我心里非常的受感动。
My heart was touched.
摩西跟其他的属灵的人不一样。
Moses was different than other spiritual giants.
我们想到大卫的时候，大卫至少住过香柏木的皇宫。
At least lived in a palace.
我们想到亚伯拉罕。
We thought about Abraham.
他家里面能够打仗的男丁就300人。
At least he has 300 fighters in his home.
这感觉上他们在世界上都有一点享受。
So we felt that at least they have some kind of enjoyment and comfort in this world.
但是我们想到摩西的时候
But when we thought about Moses,
他好像什么都没有得到。
He did not gain anything.
你看他带领是以色列人出埃及。
He led the Israelites out of Egypt.
这是他人生的大事。
This is the great calling of his life.
人生里面最重要的一件事。
The most important thing in his life.
而且是属灵的事
，and this is a spiritual thing.
但是他没有把以色列人带进迦南。
But he did not lead them into the land of Canaan.
他在这件事情上，他都没有做完。
He did not even finish doing his calling.
他在最后呢，他就这样死在那个旷野里。
At the end, he also died in the wilderness.
似乎什么都没有得到。
It seems as if he did not gain anything.
连最后那个在迦南地的得胜他都没有。
He didn't even have the portion to enjoy the victory in the land of Canaan.
但是摩西有一件事。
But there's one thing about Moses.
就是摩西第二次从西乃山上下来的时候。
The second time he descended down from Mount Sinai.
圣经告诉我们他的脸上发光。
The Bible tells us that his face were shone with light.
神的光从他的脸上降临。
God's light shone from his face.
这个要超过地上的一切。
And this surpasses all things in this world.
在地上，人没有能够得到更好。
There is nothing better or more valuable that a man can gain while living on earth.
乃是神的光从他的脸上照出。
That God's light shone from his face.
所以我相信，当摩西走完人生的路程的时候。
So when Moses finished the course of his life,
当神把摩西接到他那里去的时候，
and God received Moses into heaven,
摩西是神手中最宝贵的一位。
He is the most precious vessel in God's hand.
因为在地上他什么都没有。
Because on earth he has nothing.
但是他的脸上有神的荣光。
But on his face he has the light of God.
就像诗篇四十二篇十一节的一句话。
Like Psalm 42 that says.
那句话说，他说他就是神，神是我脸上的光荣。
And God is the help of my countenance.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有一天这个地上的帐篷被拆毁的时候，
But sister, when one day this earthly tent is torn down.
当我们经过了这个人生的路程，
And we have finished the course of life.
我们发现地上的事都过去了。
We discover all things were past.
包括我们所最喜爱的事都过去了。
Including the things that delight our hearts.
在那个时候，我们的脸上有没有神的光荣？
At that moment, do you have the light of God on your face?
因为那个时候，那是我们唯一能够带去见神的。
Because that is the only thing we can bring, with us to see God.
没有一样东西我们能够带去见神。
Nothing can we bring before God.
没有一样事情能够满足我们主的心肠。
Nothing can satisfy God's heart.
只有我们脸上那个神的光芒。
Only the light on our face that is God's light.
但是在我们余下的年日的里面。
In the lives that we have remaining.
我们能够认识什么是暂时。
We need to know what is temporal.
什么是永远。
We need to know what is eternal.
我们不要把我们这宝贵的时间花在这些暂时的事。
Do not waste all this precious time on the things that are temporal.
我们乃是要像摩西一样。
But be like Moses.
他里面有一个确信。
He has assurance in his heart.
他知道主所要的是什么。
He knows what God desires.
他不追求这世上人所认为重要的事。
He will not pursue after the precious thing that people think of this world.
他乃是追求神要他所做的。
But he only pursued after the work God wants him to accomplish.
就是有一天他在地上什么都没有得着。
That is, one day he will not have anything in this world.
在摩西的身上他仍然是满足的。
And yet, in Moses' heart, he is still satisfied.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为他在摩西的身上能够成功这样的一个恩典。
In Moses' life, he was able to accomplish such grace.
我们也求主给我们这样的恩典。
We pray that God will also give us this grace.
把这样的恩典成就在我们每一个人的身上。
And that this grace can also be worked in our body.
所以我们就看清这些自战自惊的苦楚。
So we will look down at this light and momentary affliction.
因为要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because it will accomplish an eternal weight of glory.
如果我们当中还有人没有接受主。
If we still have people among us who have not accepted Jesus as
Savior, 但愿今天你能够把你的心门打开。
We pray that today you can open the door of your heart.
让神荣耀的光能够进到你的里面。
Let God's glorious light enter into your heart.
接受他。
Accept Him.
接待他。
Receive Him.
就成为信他名的人。
Then you will be a believer.
他就赐我们权柄做他的儿女。
He gave us the privilege to be called the children of God.
神的儿子耶稣。就成为我们里面的那个宝贝。
And God's Son, Jesus Christ, will become the treasure within us.
成为我们心里面的确据。
He will become the assurance in our heart.
让我们能够有一位我们可以仰望的。
That He will be the one that we look up to.
让我们在奔跑人生的路程的里面。
When we run this race of life.
我们可以仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
We can fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
你祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你怜悯我们。
You have mercy on us.
因此你给我们有恩典。
And that's why you gave us grace.
你让你成为我们的大祭司。
You have become the great high priest for us.
你让我们可以来仰望。
So that we can fix our eyes upon you.
主啊，面对于暂时和永远。
Lord, as we are faced with eternity and temporal things,
我们是何等的软弱。
We are so weak.
我们实在是知道什么是暂时。
We truly know what are temporal.
但是我们没有力量离开那些暂时。
Yet we have no strength to leave these temporal things.
我们虽然知道永远的事。
Although we know of eternal things.
我们缺少力量来进入那些永远的事。
We lack the strength to enter into these eternal things.
早晨我们再来仰望你。
This morning, Lord, we look up to you.
因为你为我们信心创始，又为我们信心成终。
Because you are the author of our faith and the perfecter of our faith.
叫我们能够存心奔那，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
And with endurance we can run the race that is set before us.
我们也为还没有接受主的朋友们祷告。
We also pray for friends who have not yet received you.
求主感动他们的心。
Lord, we pray that you will move their hearts.
让他们把他们的心门打开。
And you will open the door of their hearts.
让他们能够接纳。神荣耀的光
that they may also receive the glorious light.
今天早晨就照在他们的心里
This morning the light will shine in their hearts.
让他们得着这个宝贝
May they receive this treasure.
得着这个确据
Receive this assurance.
也得着这个指望
And receive this hope.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.